Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun, episode 15 for April 27th, 2009. The Curse of the Missing Z.
This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much.
Countrymen, I am Sarah Lane, and this is This Week in Fun, episode 15. But it's not just me here. I also have my friend Martin Sargent.
How you doing, Sarah? At the end of that little theme song there, yeah. I was expected to go into like this Dreamweaver kind of breakdown.
You do?
Yeah. Kind of sounds like the Dreamweaver. Like they slow it down. I'm always expecting there's going to be more.
Dreamweaver, the website making software?
Dreamweaver. That song.
No, I don't
Come
know
on.
It. Dream.
No.
Dream when I met you.
How about this? TWiT 15.
Hold me tight.
Can you believe we've done 15 TWiTs?
No, I can't. Sorry. This is 15.
15.
15 is like, it seems significant somehow.
Next year, the show will be able to drive.
That's big.
It's getting
it's
up
its
there.
Learner's permit.
It's getting up there.
So.
It's amazing.
Good start.
If you're new to TWiT, you know, maybe you're familiar with some of the other shows on the TWiT network. They're real techie, you know, but this is the end of the week.
Meh.
All week you've been doing your defragging, mounting your hard drives, updating your kernels. We're not about that. No, we're all about fun.
We're all about fun on
we're
this
show. We're just kicking back here on a Friday with our friends and having fun, talking about some of the most fun stories and incidents that happened on internet this week.
That's true, Martin. That's a very good description of our show,
yeah.
I think. What's been going on with you?
Well, first of all, I got a bone to pick with you.
With me?
With you.
Oh, God. What did
I do? It has been brought to my attention by a professional, namely my therapist, my psychologist.
You don't have a psychologist.
I do so.
You do not.
Of course I do.
Since when? Is it my psychologist?
No,
the same
I don't
one?
Go with this. I hope not. Because that's all I do is talk about how much I hate you. That would be really awkward.
Okay, well.
She says.
I don't think you're. Okay, go ahead.
The woman says.
Go ahead.
She listened to TWiT.
Break down the trust.
She listened to TWiT. Mm-hmm. And she says, Sarah's always cutting you off.
Oh, bull crap.
Have you noticed that? What's going on with that? Sarah's always cutting you off.
Wow. Really?
This is coming from a professional.
Really? I mean, are you really saying this right now?
This is coming from a professional. Somebody who has made a living about studying the human psyche.
Mm-hmm.
She recognizes it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that is true, then I'm sure our live chat roomers and our later on podcast listeners will be able to dispute your claim.
I don't think they would dispute it at all.
Because I think that as much interrupting as I may have done to you, you do the same to me.
No.
Because we are both egomaniacs and we like to hear ourselves talk. Let's be honest.
That much is true.
That much
Obviously,
is true.
We have some issues. Maybe we should do some couples therapy and work through this. Do they have couples therapy for people who aren't couples but that are podcasting partners?
We are perhaps heterosexual podcasting partners.
Perhaps this is a new niche in psychology.
Where we just kind of, we work through our issues of control and our fears. The way that you let me down that day that you said live on air that your therapist doesn't like me.
Oh, see, here, now you're trying to turn it around on me.
The way you guilted me into tears.
Now you're trying to turn it around on me. You always do this.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. And you know what? Tell your therapist to shove it. I don't know her. She don't know me. She never even met me.
She's really lucky then. That's for sure. Hey, we got a whole lot of great stories
enough
to talk
us.
About this yeah. week. A really fun week. Wasn't it a fun week?
I loved this week. I thought that this week was made for a show like Twitch.
It really was. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Where should we start even?
I think that we got to start up in the sky.
All right.
Up in the sky.
Where?
Look up, everyone. Look out your window. Is it dark where you are? Do you see something?
What
do you see?
See
some strange lights out there? Could they be the UFOs? The UFOs?
I just see.
First of all,
lights.
Before I actually get into the story, let me just say that this story makes me embarrassed to be an American.
Well.
This,
okay.
When I read this, I felt awful to be an American. I've always been proud of my country.
Okay.
I've always been proud of my country.
All right.
Until I read this story.
Okay.
Once again, the Kazakhs have beat us to the punch.
They're always.
Always. One, two, three steps ahead of us.
Remember when America was like, you know, the big gun in the world? We made the televisions. We made the cars.
We did it all.
We did it all. And we did it well, and we did it first.
Not anymore. The Kazakhs.
What do they do now?
The Kazakhstan government is building a UFO landing pad and alien embassy.
Really?
Why didn't we do this?
Because
maybe we did. Maybe we have Area 51, some people would say.
Because, well, and you know, the former Apollo astronaut went on record saying, oh, they know that there's alien life and
yeah,
governments are just
them.
Suppressing everything. They know.
I know.
So our country is like, no, you no aliens. Not going to be any, you know, Independence Day with Will Smith kind of thing going on. But the Kazakhs are like, listen, we know that there's aliens. And we would like to welcome them.
You know,
with
I guess they figure they got to help out the economy over there any way they can. So this is a good way of doing it. The Republic of Kazakhstan in Central Asia, of course, is in the process. They're building the world's first alien embassy, according to some local media reports. If these reports are to be believed, the authorities have already begun allocating a large plot of land near the city of Almaty for this ambitious project. I think it's a wonderful idea. First of all, this is not the first. I believe the Raelians have already built an alien embassy somewhere over, like, in the Holy Land.
Who's, like, the... Who's, you know, who's decorating the embassy, you know, for the aliens? Like, you know, we do a nice blue or, you know, maybe, like, a green, you know, the aliens like green.
Valentino.
Right, yeah. That's, you know, are we going to go big? Keep it simple? Is it a modest, you know, folk of you know, intelligent life? How do you start? Well, Kazakhstan... Probably we're thinking modest, seeing as the country itself is, you know,
do you think this
largely,
is,
like, I would say, working
the aliens,
class.
They've been wanting to land here all this time with their amazing technology, mm-hmm. but they haven't been able to touch down because there simply isn't a good landing pad.
Now there is.
Now there will be one.
The tundra.
And it won't be here in this country.
No.
It won't be on these fruited plains.
Well, you know why? Because we keep building them tract home developments.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for aliens now.
Can't land a spaceship there.
Too many folks, especially in California.
Well, everyone knows that the aliens have been using an underwater base in the Caspian Sea on which Kazakhstan borders for years. But that's a water landing. That's a water landing. The Russians have been monitoring this for years. Everyone knows about that. But now the Kazakhstan government is going to embrace them with open arms. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I bemoan the fact that Barack Obama... did not do this in his first 100 days.
Well, you know, Barack, I'm sure, can come up with all sorts of excuses for why he's too busy to think about the aliens. But those excuses fall pretty short in my book.
Do you believe in aliens?
Pretty short indeed.
Do you believe in UFOs?
I believe...
Everyone believes in UFOs. They're unidentified flying objects. But do you believe that there are alien life forms?
I believe...
Not just that there are alien life forms, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay.
Who have
clarify.
Visited our Earth.
Who already have?
Go.
I don't know. I 100% think that there is life outside of our little third rock from the sun. However, I don't know that they've been here already. I know that there are a lot of people who say that they've seen them, but I just don't know. I mean, there's a lot of crazy people too. I just don't know. I don't know.
I believe they're here.
You think they're here right now? Are they in this room? Are they under your chair? Are they under my chair?
My theory is this. There's this crazy drug called DMT
dimethyltryptamine.
Oh, you see the gnomes.
You see the gnomes.
Yeah,
you
smoke, I know all
this
about
thing,
it.
And
I've heard.
You see the gnomes.
I have
you
heard
see the gnomes.
About it.
I think that a lot of these alien sightings. See, the other thing about DMT is you don't just have to smoke it. It actually secretes naturally in our brain as a sleep regulation device every night. Some people, this process goes into overdrive. A little bit too much secretes. They go on the DMT trip while they're sleeping. They see the gnomes. The gnomes are interpreted as the aliens.
I find that fun.
What do you think?
I find it fun. I don't...
Have you seen Chris Perrello?
Well, he's one of them.
They exist.
Absolutely. A successful alien at that.
He's a real go-getter.
He sure is.
The most go-getting alien there is.
Yeah. Do you think Chris has an off button? Or is he like when he finally leaves that little room, you know, he has his Ustream chat and he's always on it.
Do you think every once in a while...
Does he go and does he eat dinner and does he kind of go, you know what, honey, I'm spent.
When he starts to get a little glitchy, his wife has to like turn it on and off, like...
Squirt him with water.
Reboot him a little bit.
Taser him. Reboot. He's back! Sorry, Perillo. We're huge fans. We tease because we love.
Mm-hmm.
Kazakhstan, showing us up. One alien at a time. I just made that up on the fly. That's how good
that was
I am.
Good.
It was good, isn't it?
You hear about this texting contest?
Okay.
Is there anything more stupid than having a texting? It wasn't just a texting contest. These guys were like going for the world record.
So here's the deal. Two guys who are like, they're not even children. One was like 30. One was like 28 years old.
29 and 30.
29 and 30.
They're grown men.
They're grown. They're, yeah.
Nick Andes and Doug Klinger.
They're voting. Think about that. Well, maybe they're not. But anyway, they had decided to have a little texting contest, meaning to break the record for most texts sent back and forth within, you know, a pay period.
Like
and
a
they,
month.
And a month.
Essentially.
And they sent a lot of texts, over 200,000.
217,000.
217,000, which
back
is
and forth.
Insanity.
They did nothing that month but send texts back and forth.
And...
Which is about as stupid, the stupidest thing I could think of, but there's one thing that's even more stupid about this story.
Is that one of them, you know, and the whole idea was they didn't think, oh, we want to, you know, go over our plan. They had they had unlimited texting plans. So they thought, well, you know, this is something that we will not be penalized for. Well, T-Mobile penalized one of them to the tune of $26,000. $26,000 bill, which cost almost $30 just to send through the mail,
yeah,
so he could get it.
Yeah.
Which makes iJustine's iPhone bill nothing. It's a speck of sand in the Kalahari compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
And poor guy, he kind of freaked out.
Poor guy, he deserves it.
Well, he doesn't really.
What amazed me about this story the most is like, all right, these guys are the biggest nerds in the world.
Easily.
One of them's married.
Okay. So, lots of nerds get married.
I know
they marry
that,
other
but
nerds.
Like, can you imagine her putting up with this? Like, I spent a little bit too much time on the internet and my girlfriend gets upset with me. This person did nothing but text for a month.
Yeah, and that's like, that's really a dumb little game.
It's not a good use of time.
It's not a good use of time, and it's also the reward to be, you know, the guy who texted the most with his friend.
We're going for the record.
You know, it's not like you get like
a
crown.
The lamest person on earth.
Right. It's not like you get like, you know, like a, you know, like a gold coin or fame and fortune or anything. You just kind of, they might not even been written up had he not had the T-Mobile bill. By the way, T-Mobile has credited him. He does not have to pay $26,000 because obviously it was an error on their part. I'm sure they would have loved to receive it though. Because, you know, he was abusing their network. I don't actually have a problem with T-Mobile, do you?
No, I am a T-Mobile subscriber, and I think that they're just fine.
I used to use T-Mobile when I had my little BlackBerry, and I got to tell you, it was...
They're pleasant to deal
heads
with.
Heads and... They sure are. They have good customer service.
Good customer service.
And...
They are the Geico of cell phone companies.
Do you use Geico Southwest insurance?
Southwest Airlines of cell phone companies.
Southwest, they don't have food.
Yeah, but they have wonderful customer service.
Do Do they?
And good policies, absolutely.
Remember to talk into your microphone. Well, T-Mobile. Yeah, T-Mobile. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. They had great customer service, and I never had a dropped call. Now I have lots of them because I have an iPhone.
I'm very happy with T-Mobile. The only thing I'm unhappy about with the T-Mobile is the stupid phone that they gave me. That's actually Nokia, though. This stupid phone, it takes, maybe other people have this phone. If anyone knows how they can fix this problem, please tell me. I don't even know what model number it is, this Nokia. Every time you like take a step, the button to take a photo is right here. So you're taking photos of the inside of your pocket all day long. Every day I have to clear out all these black images.
You know, normally, Martin, I would go into a long, lengthy discussion with you about how to lock your phone and how that works.
Yeah, I know.
But your phone is actually so old that I don't even feel it's necessary. I feel like you just simply need a new phone.
I do need a new phone.
Well, why don't you get one?
I heard that these iPhones are really something else.
They're fun. Well, they're great for everything except the phone. The phone part blows. The rest of it is really neat. They're like little computers in your pocket.
They're like little tiny computers.
Yeah. It's lovely. So anyway, these freaks who had text messaging wars ended up paying the ultimate price.
And what did they get out of it? They wasted a whole month. I guess we're talking about them. We're giving them fame and glory.
We're the only ones talking about it. I guarantee you that.
You think?
I think.
We're the only ones silly enough to be talking about such a stupid story.
I mean, it's Twiff fodder, let's be honest. It's
it
a
is.
Great story for us. For everyone else?
It's tailor-made Twiff.
Not so much. It is tailor-made Twiff. Taylor Made. Wasn't that one of the contestants on I Love New York?
No, it's a golf club company.
No, Taylor Made. That was his name.
I don't know.
You don't watch I Love New York, obviously, neither do
I've never even heard of it.
It's not good. It's not good. Well, chat room?
Speaking of dumb.
I don't like it either. Yeah.
Speaking of dumb, this guy. You want to take this story?
No.
You want to take the story, the dumb guy? So, okay.
Oh, wait.
Part of this story I can understand.
I don't even know what story you're going to talk about right now.
The guy falling off the bridge.
Oh, that one. That one. Sure, I'll take
the
story.
Take the story.
So, let's set up the scene. It's Bloomington, Minnesota. 23-year-old man posing at the edge of a bridge pretending to fall.
Well, first of all, it's 5 in the morning. They're driving home from a bar or something like that. He's got to pee. So he has his friend to pull over.
Right.
So he can pee off the side of the bridge.
They're on a bridge.
I've done that.
I haven't. No.
You can't pee off the side of a bridge. I suppose you could.
I don't want to know if I can or not. Anyway, he's goofing off. He's probably had a couple pops in the evening. And he pretends, oh, you know, it's fine. Look, it looks like I'm falling off the bridge. And then he fell off the bridge. And you can't help but laugh, dumb guy.
You can't help but laugh.
You know, I'm glad he's okay. That's why we're laughing.
Is he okay?
He's
I guess
all right.
So. He's in stable condition.
He's fine.
Stable's okay.
I'd use a chairlift to retrieve him, though. Man, that's embarrassing.
He fell into a marsh.
Well, it's probably better than a, you know, concrete block. Dummy. Dumb, 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 dumb. Don't pee off bridges and don't pretend to fall.
Well, you know, if you got to take a pee, you got to take a pee. You may as well pee into a marsh. Off a bridge.
I mean, okay. I agree that when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. I know how that is.
But maybe you wait until you get to the other side of the bridge.
Maybe he couldn't wait. Maybe he has incontinence problems.
Well, that's pretty bad. I mean, how big?
I think he just has drinking problems.
How big could the bridge be?
He had 47 beers and his bladder
this
was bursting.
Isn't like that bridge like going from New Orleans to Slidell.
Bridge to nowhere is what it is. Ultimate. So the fire department had to retrieve him.
That's embarrassing.
And yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, everyone gets out there. He's okay. And they go, what happened?
No
and
mention.
Everyone kind of looks at each other and is like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
No mention of a DWI.
Well, maybe they had a designated driver.
Maybe they did.
A DD, I hear the kids are calling it
well,
now.
Well, he wasn't.
A DD.
Wasn't in his right mind, obviously, to let his friend pee off a bridge at 5 in the morning.
You would have done it.
I would have done it.
Well, then pot meet the kettle black. Mm-hmm. No, that didn't come out right. Pot meet kettle. You're both black. No. Pot Kettle Black. That's it.
Pot is the new black kettle.
Wow. It's a good show. It's a good show. I mean, why do you think they pay us the big bucks? By the way, we don't get paid for the show. In case you were upset. In case you thought, well, of course it's good. They're getting paid a lot.
Yeah.
In case that bugged you. No, we just do this for
fun.
Get
what you pay for.
Yeah. Get what you pay for. Come on now. Don't sell us short. We're
In fact,
amazing.
we pay to do this show.
We do.
We got to pay gas money and a bridge toll.
That's true, too.
And opportunity costs.
But opportunity,
have it any other way.
And then you know what happens? Opportunity knocks.
Mm.
And then we say, yes, we would love to.
I'm coming.
We keep your pants on.
Who is it?
Now, hold on. Where's my robe?
5 a.m.
Who is that?
Oh, hey, opportunity.
Turn the porch light on. I can't see him.
What, is the buzzer broken?
Are you that nice fella down at the general store? No. You're not? Oh, okay. Somebody looks like you down there.
You the guy I met on Craigslist?
Are you the Craigslist killer? Oh, no. He's locked
Too
up
soon.
Now. Sorry. It's true. Too soon. So, guys, don't pretend to fall off bridges, because you will.
Let's go from pee to poo.
Okay. Let's do it.
How's that for a segue?
I like it.
You guys got your drinks, because you're going to be doing a lot of drinking for this next story.
Lots of P-O-O bombs.
No toilet, no bride.
Okay. Tell me more,
No
Martin.
Toilet, no bride. The northern bride. Indian state of Haryana.
I remember.
Haryana. They got a new policy there.
When we used to
They got a new policy. You know, you got to get married over there and everything.
In
There's the dowries and everything. There's all these things. There's arranged marriage. Well,
yes, yes.
Well, the mothers, they got this new thing for their daughters.
What
and I
it?
Say, God bless them. It says, if you don't have a toilet, you cannot marry my daughter.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that seems fair.
Very fair.
Very fair indeed. No toilet, no bride. No toilet, no bride.
No if you don't have a proper lavatory in your house, don't even think about marrying my daughter.
By the way, I love this picture.
Plastered all across villages as part of a campaign to increase the number of available facilities.
So it's not so much about the fact that
what they want to do is keep people from falling off bridges.
What they want to do is have places for people to poo and pee.
This is a problem in India,
yes.
I hear. This is why I've never really had a great desire to go to the subcontinent.
As you know, I've spent a little time there.
And you liked it.
I loved it, but people defecate in the street.
That's what it says. Says it right here.
That is something that
happens. It is estimated
happens.
That in India, more than 660 million people still defecate in the open, causing a myriad of medical conditions ranging from diarrhea to polio to people dying, falling off bridges.
That was good.
Do you see this when you're over there? People just like, you're
okay,
walking down
now,
the street, going to market, and like they just, they pull up the robe and go.
I mean, you'd have to have a real problem.
Right in the
that.
Street?
There is some, I mean, okay. You're walking down the street. First, you got the cows to contend with because they're holy. You can't touch the cows. So they're all over the place eating garbage. And it's in many places, it's highly populated. So there's people everywhere. At times, sort of, here or there, you may see a squatter releasing his bowels.
In the street.
Yes. Now, they're not like in the middle of the street trying to get attention, mind you. They're usually sort of in the corner. As far out
you
of the way as possible.
You gotta be careful where you step over there?
Yes.
Where you're
It's more cow dung than human feces.
Your tread's always just caked?
Cow dung is everywhere. Oh, it's nasty.
Is cow dung sacred? Just the cow?
Just the cow. Yeah. The dung is usually full of garbage.
Uh-huh.
But there is some... there are also... And now, I don't want to gross anybody out too much here, but... extended travel in India, there's trains and there's buses. The trains have toilets, which are not very clean, but they're part of the train. Buses don't. So, you know, you stop every once in a while. Everybody gets off. They do this, the thing for like 5 minutes, and then you get back on the bus. We've talked about this. It's like one of your worst nightmares.
It would terrify me. Because you're over in India. You're eating all the food. You get the bacteria or something like that, and you're on a long bus ride.
And you're nowhere near a bus stop.
What happens if you got to...
You got to do your thing.
And it comes like... And it comes like a
Lamborghini.
You can't say, let me off the bus, because then you're like up in the mountains somewhere. And right. The bus is going to keep going.
Yeah.
What do you do?
They probably expect you to just hang out the window bus? Or something. Yeah, well, nobody's going to appreciate that.
I mean, what's the option? What is the alternative?
Here's the option. I'm getting to that. I'm setting up. So you get off the bus. Let's say that it wasn't a bus stop, right? You go up to the driver. You know, you make crazy faces, and they'll pull over. And then what happens is they just sort of pull over, and you're expected to just go and just kind of like sit there and do your thing. If there's a tree you can stand behind, awesome. If there isn't, you just...
Every tree's got to have a huge mound.
You just... India's pretty big. I mean, there are inches of India not covered by poo.
Over a billion people.
But there's some places. There's some places yet
you
to
be... You paid money to go here?
Yeah. It was awesome. That wasn't really, you know, why I went. But it was a neat little bonus.
Yeah.
Pooing in the outdoors with the dogs and the cows and the...
Did you ever poo yourself when you were there?
No, I didn't.
Come close?
No. I have pretty good reflexes when it comes to that sort of thing. But I think that I was very regular I was there.
Fellow travelers and like, it's probably like...
There are some really bad stories out there of people pooing themselves and worse. I was not one of those people, thank goodness. I was very uncomfortable once or twice. Uh-huh. But I never had to do the Imodium, like, I think I might die kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
No. I was pretty
lucky.
If
I went to India, I would, like, drink Imodium, like, a pint of it every morning.
Well, but then you've got all sorts of other problems.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'll wait until I get to the other country to...
You can't back up too much.
Take the laxative.
There's a too much backing up rule when it comes to the human body. And it is not pretty. I think that sounds worse than the alternative. Get it out.
Crapping yourself on a bus.
Well, you know what it is that it's like a parasite or something, and it's got to get out of your body. You want it out. You don't want to leave it in there.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep it in. It's not your friend. No. Release. Flush.
Not going there.
Gravity.
Not booking my flight to India.
All right. Well, I will not see you there. How about Bangladesh?
Oh, they don't have any of these problems.
Sri Lanka?
No.
Oh, well. I'll tell you how it is. Yeah. I'll definitely be back. India's wonderful.
I'm sure
wonderful
it is.
Wonderful place.
Everyone likes it.
Yes. Except those that don't.
Except those that want to leave.
Except the folks who find it to be much like hell on earth, actually. I thought that too at times. I still really liked it, though. Great food.
Good policy, though. You don't have a toilet, you cannot marry my daughter.
I think that's a great...
I have two bathrooms in my house. I'm not married.
Well, I think your future mother-in-law would think that you were a great catch. Two toilets.
I could have a whole harem over there.
Yeah. Well, unless they ate too much Indian food, then you'd really have a problem. You only got two. So... That's fine. I think that's a good place to start. I do feel sorry for the Indian boys who are very nice, maybe even are in love, and don't have a toilet to offer. Because they're the ones who really,
really
get
You're
crapped
right.
on.
You got kind of got to look at the other side of the story, don't you?
Because the poor kid, you know, there's, he's handsome. He's a go-getter. Nice guy. He's going to treat her well.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a toilet.
Just didn't have the opportunity in life.
No. Born in the wrong cast, perhaps.
Well, incentive to work harder. Get the toilet.
Invent a toilet, sir. Don't let them tell you no. You just come right back and you say yes. What's next? Because I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
Woman's bra.
Oh, yeah.
Saves her life. That's what's next.
Well, that is quite a headline. What happened here?
This lady
Was it Detroit or something like that?
I think it was Detroit. Yeah.
There was a burglar. Burglar comes in to her house or apartment or something like that. Fires a shot. No, it was the next door neighbor. She looks out the window to see what all the ruckus was about. The shot rings out, comes through her window. She's looking to see what's going on. The bullet hits her in the chest.
Uh-huh.
And it hits her in the bra. And it hits the metal underwire in her bra and saves her life. It deflects the bullet.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in
this
my life.
This is quite a bra. What kind of a... This lady must have huge breasts.
Knockers.
Because her bra wires have got to be like those cables on the Golden Gate Bridge to block a bullet like that.
I don't know quite what to make of this. I mean, first of all, she's 57. So, you know, I'm wondering is, you know, just she had, you know, has she had sort of a life of, you know, the boobs, they're getting her down and she kind of went like crazy bra. You know, maybe she needs extra support. It happens. But, you know, I mean, bras, you know, there are various sizes, but there's only a little wire in all the bras.
Is there a little one? I don't know. Let me feel it.
No. No, you can't feel it, but I'll just, you know, it's a little wire that keeps the little, you know, keeps us.
I want to test the scientific validity
no,
of this story.
No, quit poking me. Can't touch my underwire.
Can't touch this. So what you're saying is that your bra probably could not stop a speeding bullet.
That is really unlikely. Really unlikely.
Man, this is a great ad campaign for whatever company did make this bra. Well, our bras will give you all day support and
made in
save you from a gaping chest wound.
If someone tries to shoot you, you want to be wearing this bra. Bulletproof vest, not necessary.
If you live in Detroit, wear our bras.
Poor Detroit.
It's tough.
Poor Detroit, man.
I know. I mean, if they could just get a football or a baseball team, I mean, I guess the hockey team's been all right.
Now, I am, really quickly, the stick cam folks are piping up about the stick cam stream being down. Is this true? Oh, we got stick cam back. Oh, all right. I guess that dialogue window is something I should have clicked earlier. Sorry, guys. You guys happy? We're good? All right, we're good.
I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know nothing about no stick cam jet. Marty? Well, yeah, so Detroit. Poor Detroit. You know, you got people shooting at you.
It's
you got
so
abandoned
cold
buildings.
In the day.
How are we supposed to get paid? Do you think that people are like, they've gone mad?
That's a great, do a YouTube search for, is it, what's it called? It's So Cold in the D?
It's So Cold in the D.
That's a great.
It's one of the best songs ever recorded.
Video.
Well, you know what's nice about it? It's homegrown, you know? It's a Susan Boyle type of a success story, really. There is some profanity involved, so.
I know, I'd love to be able to play
it. Be warned. It's good, though. It is good. The bullet, think of if she hadn't been wearing a bra, which, you know, some people are like, you know, some guys, oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you this. Are you a bra-less kind of a guy? You know how some guys are like, they get all excited if a woman is clearly not wearing a bra? Because to me, I find it irksome because they look like they're, you know, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, I was trying to play It's So Cold in the D.
Yeah. You can't play it because it says that word.
I was going to cut it up before then. Do I prefer people to wear bras or no bras?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know how sometimes there'll be a woman who's not wearing a bra. It's, you know, hot sunny day or whatever.
You know, I guess it depends on the woman.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess so. Let's say it was a very attractive woman. Would you be like, oh my God, she's not wearing a bra. This is like kind of exciting for me.
Potentially.
Yeah. Is it?
Right place, right time.
Now, But
right mood.
See, because now I'm a girl who's not super interested in other girls' boobs, mildly, but not super. So is it the...
Well, an ass guy anyway.
She's missing something crucial? Or is it like the outline of the nipular kind of a thing?
Yeah.
All of
it's
the
more
above?
Like, she's not wearing a bra.
Yeah, like, oh, no. See, because to me, I mean, unless you are super flat-chested, it's uncomfortable. You can't run. Not comfortably. Can't do it.
Yeah, I had no idea that, first of all, bras were so expensive.
Yeah, like $45.
I had no idea.
What'd you think, like $10?
I don't know. I figured they cost about the same as one of the boxers I buy at Target. Like $2 for $10. No?
No. No. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they have bras at Target. I've never bought a bra there.
So they're $45, your bras?
Actually, I just got a nice bra, a very sensible cotton bra.
Do you only
bra.
Have like one or two?
No, you have a lot. And then you have credit card
debt. You gotta change them every day? Like underwear?
No, not like underwear. You can wear a bra a few days in a row, but if you were to sweat, you would not want to wear it again.
Uh-huh.
Like a t-shirt, you know? You don't want to wear like a... It's sort of like...
And then you have certain ones you wear with certain outfits?
I don't, because you can't see it. When uh-huh. you... Well, yes. Actually, that's not true. It's not so much...
Do you have lucky bras?
No.
Like guys have lucky boxers?
No. Guys do?
Yeah.
Guys have lucky boxers?
Like you're singer, you're like, I'm putting my lucky boxers and go out to the bar and I'm going to get lucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it works really well.
Look at me.
I don't do lucky clothing. I don't have room in my life for that amount of superstition. No. I think some bras look better on me than others. But it's not about scoring at the bar. Guys will touch anything. They don't care.
Do you care if guys wear the boxers or the briefs?
I prefer boxers.
You do?
Kind of.
Even like the American Apparel briefs?
I don't know those. Let's see.
Well, you can't really...
Are you really showing me?
I mean...
Oh, those are nice.
Cute. Right? It's kind of like wearing underoos.
I like the khaki color. Yeah,
that's great.
No, I approve. Those are really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are really nice. So
they say that.
Well, see, the reason I like
you're
boxers,
not supposed to wear briefs if you're trying to have a baby or something like
right,
that.
Right, because the sperm gets
your boys,
too hot.
Yeah,
they need to. They need to dangle.
I never heard that.
They need the dangle angle. I don't really care. However, I find that brief wearers tend to be white brief wearers often.
Mm-hmm.
And white briefs, if not completely 100% brand new, are dingy and look like they've been pooed in.
Potentially over. Streaked.
Potentially streaked. Yeah, that's what I was kind of dancing around. I was doing a little dance on the ball. Around the streaked undie. Sorry, guys. This is This Week in Fun. You should know. You should know.
Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy.
So, Martin, I like where this show is headed.
Isn't it?
And we're not even drinking.
It's only going to get worse.
Really?
Feel like shaking a baby to death? There's an app for that.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
There's an iPhone app.
Oh, boy.
This is awful.
Waffle?
Waffle.
Waffle?
All right. It's ridiculous. It's horrifying.
It's real.
And it's actually been pulled from the Apple App Store.
Unsurprisingly.
It's called the Baby Shaker. It was an app in which it showed a picture of a baby and played crying sounds. And to make it stop crying, you shake the iPhone really hard.
Uh-huh.
You shake the baby and it will stop crying. And of course...
I'm going to change arrive to has... been pulled. So it's an iPhone app for weirdos.
Yeah.
Who think that sort of thing is funny. Now,
shaken baby syndrome. Hilarious.
Now, let me play devil's A for a second, okay. If I may.
I don't know how you're going to pull this one off, but go ahead.
Besides the fact that they're loud. No, I'm just kidding. I like babies if they belong to other people. What about all of the people who murder and, you know, like rape others in video games, Martin? Is this sort of the same idea? Because they're not doing it in real life. They're only doing it in virtual life.
Well, I think it's a little different because... You know, if you murder or rape somebody in Grand Theft Auto, it is part of a broader storyline and quest. It is not a singular, isolated act of violence.
Right. Like, this baby app was...
This is, you just shake the baby until it
dies.
And it dies because its little eyes get X'd out?
Yeah.
Sort of like that sort of cartoonish
thing. Now, somebody will probably say, well, it might keep people who, you know, might be predisposed because they get frustrated at their baby to not shake the baby and then shake their iPhone.
I mean, we've got video of it, but do we even want to show it? No. I don't think we're going to win any friends.
No.
So here's the thing, you know, although I kind of have my own sort of weird feelings about video games and doing terrible things in video games, like, I just feel like, yeah, I know it's not real. I know you're not hurting anybody, but it doesn't sit right with me sometimes. Depends on how crazy it gets. It just doesn't really sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think this is any worse than that, particularly. I do think it's a colossal waste of someone's time to go through the trouble to build the app, submit it to the store. You know, iTunes App Store clearly not really looking at this hard enough.
No.
Because they reject all sorts of other people for really stupid little things. And then this gets through. And then everyone complains. And then they pull it. And what did you create, iPhone apper? What did you contribute to society, iPhone apper?
What how many they sold for 99 cents a pop?
Probably more than we would like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think, you know what? I don't think that's fun.
Oh, maybe it shouldn't have been included in this week in fun.
Unfun. Well, you know what it is? I think that sometimes we have unfun topics so that we can differentiate between what is fun and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the line is very,
can't all be fun.
Very blurred and gray.
Otherwise, it would get bland. If everything we brought you was just so fun,
it would suck.
Like,
nobody wants that much fun.
There's got to be sort of a range.
Did your therapist really say I interrupt you all the time?
Yes.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you telling me this? I can't sleep at night knowing this.
Yeah.
I want to meet with this woman and I want to set her straight.
I'll send you to therapy.
Been listening to you talk for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been in therapy, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should go back.
I never talked about you because I am nice like that.
I didn't bring it up. She did.
Oh, my. You're not really supposed to talk about that stuff, are you?
I don't know. She's listening. She might be pissed.
Hey, therapist. I know where you live. Martin tells me that stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, hey.
I don't even know where she lives.
Two-way street, baby. I'm all mad now. I do interrupt people. But I hate it when they interrupt me. It's not good. Egomaniac. You know how it is.
I do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
So, what else we got besides baby shakers?
Well, man, there's been a whole lot of stupid people on this show this week. The stupid texting contest people, the person falling off the bridge. But this one, the guys who developed the stupid iPhone app, this might be the stupidest. Stupidest person on the show so far. A Walmart employee.
Oh, okay. Hold on to your hats, everybody, because this one's coming down.
Walmart?
Yep.
What a fine store. So this employee at Walmart, he stole $7,000 worth of iPods and computers.
Uh-huh.
And then what are you going to do with $7,000 worth? What, you got to sell them. You got to sell the... So
what does he do?
So
how does he dispose of these items?
He decides that it would be a good place to try to fence all these things. So he tries to sell them on the Walmart employee bulletin board.
Oh, the very store
where
items were lifted from.
Yeah.
In fact,
he did it.
Well, that seems a little silly.
Remo Spencer, his name was. Remo Spencer.
Remo.
Remember that movie, The Adventures of Remo Williams?
No. What
was
it?
An old one.
I have never been in a Walmart.
You have? Come on.
It's true.
You've never been in a Walmart?
I'm from Sebastopol.
There's not a lot of Walmarts around here.
We don't have
Walmarts. In fact, I couldn't tell you where there's a Walmart around here.
There is a Walmart in Rohnert Park, which is not too far north of here in Petaluma, where we are.
I used to play disc golf up there.
You did?
Yeah.
In Rohnert Park?
Yeah, there's some park up there. I don't think it's Rohnert Park, but there's...
No, Rohnert Park is just a... It's sort of a... It's not... It's a series of parks.
Yeah, there's a disc golf cart.
Well, you know, Sonoma State University is in the area, in Cotati. They're all kind
of... Sonoma State, that's where that bad professor, or bad astronomy, Phil Plait, he teaches there.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He's like
It's okay. I didn't want to go there. Too close to home, you know. I want to go to the big city. Mm-hmm. But
so this guy got caught.
So now, but okay,
it's
a bad idea. But I mean,
who did Columbo get on this case? Did Perry Mason come in? Like,
so I mean, do you think that,
they call in Scotland Yard?
So you think, all right, so let's set the scene. So Remo is like, you know, he takes the stuff, you know, and then he's kind of in the break room one day, and he's like, oh, you know what? People are always selling their like lawnmowers,
bulletin board.
Getting a.
I happen to have all these new computers and iPods.
Yeah.
The very same ones that just went missing.
And he made one of those little things where you can rip off the little, like, I'm interested. Yeah, here's my phone. Are you going to take a phone number? Like, you on telephone poles. Probably a lot of people were like, you know what's weird about that, Remo? Those were like, isn't it funny how all those
just
things
did inventory and in your department.
I mean.
We're missing those very things.
The very nine items that you stole. So. That's really dumb.
Manager became suspicious and reviewed surveillance footage, discovering the thefts.
Well, that manager earned his bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
Get the preferred parking spot.
Somebody in the chat room says, Sarah is suffering.
Suffering?
Not really. I'm actually having a pretty good day.
What does that mean?
BC 8470. I don't know.
You're suffering.
I'm suffering. I have long suffered.
Woe is
to be
me.
Martin's friend, and he's still talking about me to his therapist.
Woe is me. I didn't bring it up.
Well, she's obviously obsessed with me. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, come on.
I'll do anything to get another listener.
You know what you should do? You should listen to my show this week in fun. I've got this girl. She's crazy. She's the one who put me in this place. I'm crazy because of her.
Gonna fall off a bridge or something like that this weekend if you go on piano, like tell the ambulance guy, like, listen to Twiff.
Maybe you should panhandle, but instead of money, you want viewership.
Before we get to Tweetbeat, you want to do one more poo story?
Okay. Yes.
This is great. 5-year-old student at Apple Valley Elementary School in Yakima. That's up in Washington.
I love that name.
He got home from school, and his father went through his backpack and found a bag of poo in the backpack. There was a bag in there with a piece of human feces, and there was a little note stuck to the bag where the date says 4/17. It says, "This little turd was on the floor in my room." So the teacher thinks that the kid pooed the floor. Maybe they had just learned about India.
Now.
And bagged it up and sent it home with the child.
So here's sort of, the story is weird. In fact, we have the note. The note in question. Here, I'll show you guys. So the teacher wrote this note. Says, dated 4/17, this little turd was on the floor in my room. So, you know, this is, I wouldn't call this the most, you know, I don't know if it's coming across like a real nice kindergarten teacher, right? It's a little sort of, you know, accusatory, right?
Well, I think this kid had a history of pooing the floor.
The kid had a history of pooing the floor. So, here's what I think happened. I think the teacher is probably aware that the kid has accidents because she said something about it to the parents and the parents said, yeah, you know, he's done that before. Maybe she saw him do it. I don't know. However, think about, you know, that's a very delicate age, that poor kid. You know, you don't want to have poo issues, right? So.
Try having him when you're 33.
She picks it up with, she picks it up with, you know, like a, I don't know, a doggy bag or what are those things called? Ziplocs or whatever.
Poo bag.
And sticks a little note on top of it, puts it in the backpack and doesn't say anything to the parents. The parents just happen to find it later. I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did you do your homework?
What is this? It's a feces. Isn't that awful?
What'd you do at school today, honey? I put it on the floor.
And then the teacher made me take it home. I really feel for the child. Who would have thought I would ever have sided with the child? It just happened. But this is, it's terrible. What's wrong with this teacher? By the way, the parent said, our kid's not going to be in her class. We want him transferred to another teacher.
I'm sure the teacher was thrilled.
Probably. This was her passive aggressive way to get what she wanted, obviously.
Everything is working according to plan.
But like, what kind of a teacher gets pissed at a kid because the kid, this is kindergarten. This is kindergarten. You know, kids do stupid stuff when they're five.
Right. It's like in kindergarten, what do? You like, you learn your ABCs, how to count to 10 and not to poo on the floor.
Right. Yeah.
Or else you don't make it to first grade.
Poor little kid. Makes me feel bad. So, Martin.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of poo today. And what else did we talk about?
Stupid people.
Stupid people and poo. Somebody in the chat room suggested it should be called This Week in Fun and a Few Things That Aren't Fun. Which I kind of agree with.
Talked about you having a problem interrupting people.
Yeah, because you're in therapy talking about me. Kind of weird thing
to admit. I didn't bring
it up. Kind of a weird thing to admit. I'm secretly excited about it, though.
I'm not going to waste my 50 minutes talking about you. I got enough other problems.
Yeah. You got 99 problems. You know the rest?
No.
Nah, you don't listen to Jay-Z. Yeah, it's a rap song. 99 problems, but a bee-hotch ain't one.
Is that rap music?
Man, rap. Oh, Marty.
Do you want to do the cow or do you want to play Tweetbeat?
It's up to you.
I don't know. Are we over time?
No. I don't know. Are we?
All right. We'll quick do the cow.
All right. Do the cow.
So up in Rumford, Maine, big problem. A bloated cow, a carcass of a cow is floating down the river. This happens.
Okay.
This happens where there's fields and cow dies and they fall in the river.
Right, right.
You know, it floats down. Well, then there's a waterfall and the cow, the bloated carcass goes over the waterfall and just gets impaled on a pile of rocks. 100 feet below the falls right there. And it's decaying and it's stinking so bad. This is like near the town.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea how to get rid of the cow.
Because he's stuck.
He's stuck. They can't get to the cow because it's a raging river.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to smell. It's a health hazard. They don't know.
What if they...
How do you get rid of the cow?
What if they were...
I wanted to throw it to the audience.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we could talk about it too, okay. But I thought it's a little assignment.
All right.
For next week.
Oh!
That
a
people,
challenge!
A challenge. People could submit the best way of getting the cow carcass... off the rocks.
All right.
It's a raging river.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to decompose. It mm-hmm. stinks really badly. How do you get flesh-eating beetles coming? How do you get the flesh-eating beetles to the cow? It's not a bad thought. See, it's this kind of thing when you apply for a job at Google, they give you these thought experiments.
So, Martin.
This is the kind of thing that you
So, how should people submit their good ideas?
Shoulder-mounted rocket?
No, I mean, but how... Yes, that's a good one.
You can send your... your idea of how to clean the cow off the rocks to Martin at twit.tv.
I appreciate that because I don't want to read it.
We will read what we think are some of the best responses next week, and then we will send them all to the mayor of Rumford, Maine.
It's always Maine, isn't it?
No, it's usually Florida.
Oh. With the cows and the raging waters? I don't know.
The messed up things.
Ooh,
that's a good idea. Somebody said bring in a flock of vultures. This is good.
Here was my idea.
People thinking.
My idea was, you know how they have those really high...
Zombies, perhaps?
How they have those really hot... Zombies don't, you know... Really
they wouldn't be able to get out there.
Yeah. High-powered fireman's hose.
Yeah.
I mean, the cow will go into the water and perhaps remain a health
hazard.
And
then let the next town worry about it.
Yeah.
It's
downriver. It's not our problem. Water flows south from Maine and west. Southwest.
Get the local McDonald's to
to sponsor the event.
Cook it up.
I don't like this story.
I would love McDonald's right now.
I don't like McDonald's either.
I don't really love it either, but I'm hungry.
I just feel sorry for the cow, the poor little decomposing cow.
It's the circle of life.
I know. I just don't want to see it. Sad. Poor little cow.
So what do you think? How are you going to get the splatted cow off the rocks? Send me your answer at martin@twit.tv.
That's martin@twit.tv. I don't want
to
hear
what
it.
You think.
This is a weird challenge. It's a really weird one. But, you know, it's cool. It's cool. It's aight.
Hey, you know what I feel like doing right now?
What's that, Martin?
I think I want to play Tweet Bay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Bay. I said it's time for Tweet Bay. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweet Bay.
All right.
Oh, so good to be back being the game master of TweetBeat after Sarah ran the game last week and I won.
Not well. Not well. You barely eked out a win.
I won.
I wouldn't call it a gloating kind of event.
I have never lost TweetBeat. You could just kind of say that.
Well, okay.
All right, everyone. Time to play the hit game. The whole internet is buzzing about. It's called TweetBeat. Let me remind you how we play the game. I'm going to give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about.
Yes.
You need to tell me which one they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said which has a louder TweetBeat, morning after pill or energy bill, you'd probably say
morning after pill.
You probably would, because the FDA has made the pill available without a prescription to 17-year-olds complying with a federal court order, although the energy bill has also been in the news. Do you understand the rules?
Martin, I think I do.
Then let's play TweetBeat. Okay, listen up. I performed the analyses at noon yesterday. Noon yesterday.
What? I thought you were supposed...
I did
what?
It at noon. That's when I had time.
You know, I mean, all right. I will play with you under these circumstances. But
very busy.
I mean, what's it going to be next week? I performed these 4 days ago.
I need a window. By the way, right. Thank you to _Joe. That's @_Joe on Twitter for coding a TweetBeat web app.
TweetBeat.me.
At TweetBeat.me. So you can play at home. However, the results are kind of off.
Uh-oh.
They do not follow. I got to talk to _Joe because he does not follow the same. So I had to still count these manually.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be something in his techie code that's not adding up.
I think
up.
I know what he did.
That's
and
not,
it'll be a simple fix for him. But it's still awesome.
Right.
It's going to save me a lot of time.
Good.
Once it's fixed. Now, okay, I don't want you to have TweetBeat.me open.
I don't have it open.
People at home, I don't want you to have it open.
Well,
and if you do have it open, don't shout out answers in the chat room or anything. Sarah, you can't look at what people are saying in the chat room.
I won't. But won't the... I will look at the ceiling. But won't their answers be wrong anyway?
Well, they still might
be.
They'll indicate.
They will indicate.
In some cases, they will not be right.
Okay, so...
I will say that.
People want to know what we're playing for.
What are we playing for?
What are we playing for?
McDonald's?
I don't want McDonald's.
A nine-piece nugget?
Let's play...
Bras or briefs?
Let's play for... See, I can't have drinks with you after work, which is a pain in the ass.
Well, I can't have drinks with you after work either.
Well, no. I mean, I want to. I just can't. I have to do something.
Me too.
Barf. No, you don't.
I
you
do
have to take,
so.
You have to take a nap.
No.
That's
I'm
what
hungry.
You told me.
I gotta go out to eat.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Let's play for drinks, only we'll go out and have them tomorrow morning.
Done.
Okay, perfect.
At the ramp. Bloody Mary's. Be there. 9 a.m.
At the ramp? Really?
What's wrong with the ramp? They have good Bloody Marys. It's near your house. Thought you'd be happy.
I like Kelly's.
You can ride your bike.
I like Kelly's better. Okay.
Fine, Kelly's.
Now all these people are going to show up there.
Nobody wants to have Bloody Marys with us at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, Martin. Nobody.
What are they, crazy? Here is your first challenge.
Yeah.
The lost symbol or I'm so full.
What?
The lost symbol or I'm so full.
Ooh. Don't rhyme, first of all. Yes, they don't do. Even try to
symbol,
rhyme.
Symbol, full. Symbol, full.
Symbol, symbol or I'm full. So full. The last symbol or I'm so full.
Last the last symbol. Symbol. You know the last symbol?
Symbol?
No.
Or a symbol.
S-Y-M-B-O-L.
Okay, that symbol. Not.
Oh, perhaps you don't know what the lost symbol is.
Not that symbol.
Perhaps you've heard of the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
You've heard of angels and demons.
I don't want to see it.
Well, perhaps you didn't see that there was an announcement about the third book, and it is called The Lost Symbol.
Lost.
The Lost Symbol.
The Lost Symbol, not the last.
Or.
You said last.
I'm so full.
Or I'm so full.
I just had a 20 piece and I'm so full.
Martin, I'm going to talk this out because this is what we do on Tweetbeat. The Lost Symbol. Now, I know that there's some freaky Dan. What's his name? Dan Smith? Dan Abrams?
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown fans out there.
A lot of them.
Oh, are there ever?
Huge.
Don't even get me started.
Huge.
And I know there's a book. You know, you can't stop writing about the book and the Jesus had a daughter or whatever it was. Mm-hmm.
And the new movie's coming out. Of course, Angels and Demons is coming out.
Not going to see that.
Catholic Church.
Da Vinci Code was so bad. It was like the worst movie ever.
The book was a guilty pleasure.
Well, you've got it at your house. Prominently displayed on your bookcase, by the way.
Yeah, the New York Times pointed that out. Yeah. A feature on me. I could have killed them.
At least they wrote a feature on you. Yeah. They never wrote one on me.
True.
So, or I'm so full, which is something that people... You know, it goes great on Twitter because it's about yourself, food, and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so full. The lost symbol, or I'm so full. Oh.
At noon on Thursday.
Phooey.
Before lunchtime. I know, it's different times.
It's funny. It's like I keep looking at this one computer because then I can't see the tunnel vision. I'm going to go with.
So full. Lost symbol.
I'm going to go with the lost symbol. Final answer.
Judges! You are correct!
Hey! La 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 la. I'm one for one.
The lost symbol, 86.
Uh-huh.
I'm so full, 67.
Boo! Mother freaking yeah.
Now, when I ran the same test through tweetbeat.me, the opposite came up, by the way.
Well, so the chat room may have been extremely confused just now if they were using the app, the
I'm
web
so
app.
I'm so full one in that case. Uh-huh. Now, if you were to just do so full, that would have won by a ton.
Because it could be we're so full.
Or just so full.
Or just, yeah, so dot full. Full dot. Can
most
we also not do that anymore?
Ever.
Yeah, worst twiff ever. Oh, ever, spelled with an A-R. I admit to having done the punctuation. I just feel it's overdone at this point. But I digress. Martin, I'm ready to play.
You're one for one.
That's right.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
I am.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Jobless claims or video games?
Mm.
Jobless claims or video games? Mm. Again, I did the test
titillating
yesterday.
Choices.
12 Pacific Standard Time.
Titillating indeed.
Jobless claims or video games?
Of course, there are a lot of jobless claims, more so than ever.
Mm-hmm. New report just came out.
New report.
Them, in fact.
And video games are there. They're always
a
there.
A constant.
They'll never go.
People sure do love shooting things up.
After the apocalypse, they'll have cockroaches and video games
That's
left
what I always
and
says.
Share. So,
Cher.
She said that herself, actually. I'm poaching that joke from Cher. So, cockroaches.
Jobless
I mean, not cockroaches.
Claims.
Jobless claims or video games. Mm-hmm. See, now, I don't like video games because they're just sort of talking in general terms. So, if somebody's like really into video games, they're probably going to be like, just played X, not I am going to play video
Halo
games
3
now.
For the win, not video games.
Yeah, I like video
awesome.
Games also still in addition to as well. But jobless claims is, you know, it's a bit of a, you know, it's a sucky subject. kind of a bummer.
Something like 650,000 more jobless claims this month, by the way.
Yeah, getting no, I it's a lot. It's tough out there. You know, don't we know it? Tough and hard to bluff. Rough. Jobless claims or video games? I'm going to go with... I don't mean to drag this out. I just really want to win. jobless claims or video games? I'm going to go with video games. Final and swa.
Judges? Looks like I might be out of a job running Tweepy because you are correct.
Hey! Woo!
Jobless claims 657. Video games 976. You're 2 for 2. You're 2 for 2. I can't even win now. I don't even want to play anymore.
Why don't we just
let's end it?
Let's see if I can go 3 for 3.
Do you want to go double or nothing for the last one?
No, I don't play that way. I'm not a gambler. Gambling leads to life imprisonment.
I'll throw in an omelet in addition to a Bloody Mary.
Ooh, stakes have been raised.
Mm-hmm.
An omelet, you say?
An omelet to go with your Bloody Mary.
Doesn't sound too bad.
You want to do it?
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this. I'm going to regret this. Let's not forget that I won 2 out of 3, despite uh-huh. what may happen here. Uh-huh. Let's not forget.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's your final challenge.
All right.
Condoleezza Rice or Need Advice?
This is a good one. This is a good one because, of course, old Condi been in the news. People are a little upset that she may have known about the waterboarding.
Oh, Condi.
Condi.
She's back teaching at Stanford.
What's this?
She's back teaching at Stanford.
Huh?
Condi, she's teaching at Stanford again.
What? Got water in my ear.
Stanford.
Stanford?
France?
Where'd that?
Condoleezza
no
Rice.
No Princeton.
Or need advice.
So it's need advice, not like need advice question mark.
It could be either.
Yeah. It's.
But
it's
like kind of like, hey guys, need advice.
Yeah.
Check out the chicken salad or pastrami.
I'm not sure if I should go to the bar or stay home and be with my cat tonight. Need a bath. Please retweet. Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza spelled correctly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice. Because that's...
Wonderful piano player.
She's also got a smart haircut.
Oh.
And who doesn't like the name Condoleezza? There's 2 Z's in it. It's mm-hmm. amazing. But everybody needs advice. You know, it's tough out there. It's a scary...
Not 2 Z's in Condoleezza.
Oh. There isn't?
No. That would be Condoleezza, which no. may be more appropriate.
No, there's 2 E's. There's 2 E's. That's Lee's. There's not... No Z.
There's 2 E's, not 2 Z's.
Yeah. F it. I don't care. I don't care how she spells it. Still think it's a cool name. Condoleezza Rice or need advice? I need advice, but I'm not looking. I need advice. Will somebody teleport the answer into my brain, please? Condoleezza Rice or need advice? I think, Martin, you know me well enough to know that I would have seen the story about Condoleezza Rice. But... I know that you know that I would have seen it, therefore, I cannot choose the wine in front of you. No. I think that it is... Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Same right time. How's it go? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Need advice.
Final answer?
Yeah. It's my final answer.
Judges? You are incorrect.
Ah, bull poop.
Yes.
Big diarrhea poop.
Yes. Condoleezza Rice, messy, 256.
Messy poo.
Need advice, 112. I'm going to say there's some controversy on this one.
Why?
Because on my sheet here, it says Condoleezza with 1 Z. She actually has 2 Z's in her name.
Oh, However, I know
when I did this test that I just cut and paste Condoleezza.
Looks like a mistrial.
I cut and paste Condoleezza directly from like a Washington Post story. So whatever they spelled it. All right. I didn't type Condoleezza into the Twitter search.
Oh, my.
Cats game.
Looks like I win. You owe me an omelet.
Well, I just tested it in tweetbeat.me, and Condoleezza still wins, spelled with two Z's.
It's unfortunately, there was tampering with the evidence.
No, I didn't even need to tell you that because...
We call this a hung jury. No. We call this a malpractice suit. I sue you.
You're not getting a damn omelet.
Well, I think that that's... Not only did
I would have let you have one with crab.
Not only did I win
avocado.
2 out of 3. I wouldn't have crab in my omelet. That's weird. 2 out of 3. But you tried to cheat me with false advertising.
Did not.
You even looked me in the eye and you said, Condoleezza doesn't have two Z's in it. And I kind of was like,
well, according to my sheet,
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point because that's why I like her name. Because of the double Z. I mean, it's the only reason I put up with that whole thing for 8 years.
My Condoleezza joke.
It wasn't even a joke. It makes sense. Martin, that was a wonderful tweet beat. I had a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it too.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there are no winners here.
Only losers.
Only losers. This whole show has been about losers.
Well, what better place than here on TWIF, where we embrace them. Losers love losers.
Hey, I really enjoyed TWIF number 15.
On the TWIF network.
Enjoyed it very much. Don't forget your homework assignment. How are you going to get the cow off the rocks, Martin, at twit.tv? Let us know. Thank you all so much for listening, for watching.
This was a fun show.
And
I had a really good time today.
Me too.
I had a really, really good time, Martin.
I enjoyed it.
Do you think we ought to start submitting this particular episode to all the Emmy committees and Streamies and Webbies and
absolutely
the like?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Until next week, have fun.
Bye, everybody. Great show. We love you. And please subscribe so that you can listen over and over after the show ends.